Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Says he gave gifts to men, and one of the gifts that he gave five gifts that the Bible speaks about. He gave the gift of apostles, the gift of prophets, the gift of an evangelist, the gift of a pastor and a teacher. Hallelujah. Oh, are you in church this morning? You know, and I'm happy to announce to you that this man of God that we have in church, I personally have seen all these five gifts manifesting in his life practically. Why don't you put your hands together for the Lord? Yeah. He's an apostle. Amen. And I have seen him preach and speak the mind of Christ. Amen. And this morning, I believe one more time, we are blessed in First Works experience to have a mouthpiece of God, to have the servants of God speak to us the mind of God. Hallelujah. So this morning, with some Jesus joy and excitement in your voice and some jumping and shouting, I want us to welcome to our international pulpit the servant of God, our pastor, our father, the Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Why don't you make some noise for Jesus?
Clap your hands. What a blessing. What a blessing for us to be in church today. I want you to lift your hands and I want you to thank God that you are in church, and also tell the Lord to speak to you. Tell the Lord to speak to you.
Jesus.
Tell the Lord to speak to you. Tell the Lord to speak to you.
We want to hear from you, Lord. We want to hear you, Lord. Speak to me, O God. Speak to me. Speak to me, O God. Speak to me, O God.
Speak to me,
O God. Speak to me, O God. Speak to me, O God. Speak to us, O God. Speak to us, O God. Speak to us.
Father, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
And we are grateful to you this morning.
God.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. I'm very happy that you and I have met in church today. And that means that I am very happy that I'm seeing you in church today. Amen. And I believe that you know, there's a statement I keep making these days, but I think I need to read it to you. Matthew chapter 19 and verse number 8. He said to them, you know, I want to apologize to those who are on the side. I keep saying sorry that you don't have your screen, but it's going to come. Amen. It's going to come. He said unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, suffered you to put away your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so. I don't know who is listening to me this morning, but I'm sharing God's word with you today. If you remember, two Sundays ago, I began to preach about the power of God. Was it here? What was the title? Sources of Power. I began to preach about the power of God. And this morning, I want everyone to notice. Please, my dear, color. But from the beginning, it was not so. I'm preaching for a short time, but I need you to know that God is speaking to you. It's a privilege to have God speak to you. Changes your life. So notice that Jesus is the one speaking. Unfortunately, the software we have doesn't show red letters. But if you are reading your own Bible on your phone, you see that apart from the first four words, the rest of the words are in red letters. It means Jesus is speaking. And Jesus, he was talking about marriage, divorce, and so on. That's not what we are talking about. But the statement he made should frighten everyone. The statement he made should frighten you if you understand it. And what did he say? He said, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, suffered you to put away your wives. But from the beginning, you know, maybe you shouldn't add it was not so, just but from the beginning. In fact, just color the beginning. Yes, so de-yellow it and then yellow the beginning. The beginning. Have you done it? Beautiful girl. So many people don't know that the beginning of something is always different from later on. Yes. Anytime you notice that you've spent time doing something, or you've spent time in an area, because all of us, there are things we start. Somebody just starts a business. You start your life in Christ. You start a relationship, a beloved-dosing relationship. You start marriage. You start a church. Yes, that's a chapter in the book, How to Start a Church. So start, beginning. When you discover that you have been doing something for a while, you must be disturbed. Like, you have been married. Oh, she's not married. Are you married? Okay. You are married. Okay. I thought she wasn't married. When did you marry? 2013. Was it a wedding or just a house engagement? A wedding. So you've worn white before with a veil, and a man has lifted the veil, has deveiled you. Physical deveiling and wedding deveiling. That's it. Maybe she's the one I'm talking to. Already she's not wearing her ring. No, please listen to me. I don't think you've been married for 40 years. Yes. She's not married for 40 years. Already she has removed her ring. Let's say she has put on weight on the ring, so the ring is tight, or she feels the ring is cheap, so she wants to get something more quality. And or she was washing and she removed the ring and the ring got lost. Or somebody, an armed robber, met her and stood there to remove the ring. There are many reasons why a woman may not be wearing a ring, but the point I am making is that already she's not wearing a wedding ring. You can sit. You must be frightened when you've given birth and your son is 4 years old. Be worried. You must be careful. You see, there is something we have been brought up to learn, that the longer you stay in something, the more experienced you are. True. Somebody who is dancing for the first time today will not be different, will not be the same as Happy, who has been dancing for years. Imagine Reverend George dancing or singing. You can have a very good voice, a very, very good singer, but there's something called stage fright, which can change your voice, audiophonics, your even your memory. Just by standing on the stage with the microphone, you can forget the lines, but your voice is top. So it is true. Don't think I don't know. That when you are in something for a long time, you get experience. You become experienced. Very important. But this morning, I'm not talking about the experience part. In fact, another danger is that you are experienced. Even to be experienced, an experienced singer is one of an experienced preacher. Very dangerous to be an experienced preacher. You can easily preach without praying. and preach well. You can easily preach after fornicating or committing adultery, and you are experienced. You know how to find your way around and make it. This morning, I'm just saying to you that whenever you discover that you are not at the beginning of something, you should be worried. Because the best time, the most quality of anything can be found at the beginning. Beginning. If it's marriage, my wife and I, think about it. At the beginning when we met, how was the feelings like? How was the relationship like? As soon as 1 year passes, 2 years, 3 years, the longer, but from the beginning, it was not like the way it is 10 years after. Even let's say we are not married. We are now going to marry. Maybe next year, March. But I've met you. I mean, the fact that we are in a relationship means that there's something called love at first sight. I mean, the power that hits a man when he sees a woman he's drawn to, it's not a small thing. In the relationship, as the relationship goes on and on, you discover that the thing is changing color. A lot of marriages, by the time they are having the wedding, the love is now one-third. I want you to respect the state of something at the beginning. Think of the beginning of a church. The prayers you pray. The outreaches you do. How you relate with people. The patience you have with people. And the energy and the drive. Once the church is established and it is now a normal church just passing time, you see that deterioration or decay becomes a part of it. But from the beginning of the church, the energy and the power was not so. From the beginning. When you meet, pastor, for the first time, you experience his love. Forget about his love, his anointing. For the first time, wow! Then it is announced that he is now the resident pastor. He's now the pastor of the church. As time goes on, it doesn't have any impact on him. But from the beginning, the first time you saw him, it was not so. A certain evil sets in. The longer you move from the beginning of something. And God knows it. That is why he never allowed anything to exist without power. It is the power in something. That ensures that whatever is going on is constantly near the beginning. Because the power doesn't change. Power. It is about 1960 something. I don't know when, really, whether it's before independence or after independence. I'm not into history, but I don't know when Akosombo was built. 60s, okay. The year he was dethroned was the year they completed it, whatever. From that day, we have always had 220 volts. To iron, the power you need in the socket to iron 70 years ago, 50 years ago, is the same power. You can't. To iron, you need that rating. But the power you need to turn on this TV is the same. 220 or if you are abroad. But so power is what makes things always stay new and fresh. Once you remove power from it, it is becoming weaker, not nicer, degenerating, corrupted, and on and on. So when there is power in something, you are sure that you are getting the original. So that's why 2,000 years after Jesus healed the sick, anybody who has that same power does exactly what Jesus was doing 2,000 years ago. As in the beginning. One of the things you must believe in and respect is the law of deterioration or the law of degeneration. It's a law that is in the world that everything with time spoils. The chair, your handkerchief, your phone, your shoe, even if you don't wear the shoe, just buy the shoe, even the brand new shoe 10 years ago and the same brand new shoe after 10 years, they are two different types of shoe. It's a law. Everything on earth spoils with time, including your Christian life. Everything. It is like the sun shines on us. It is the curse. Love spoils with time. Admiration. I admire the way you sing. I really admire you, how you comport yourself. That admiration, after 2 years, degenerates sometimes into hatred. So many of you sitting here are not aware that something is happening to you without a loudspeaker, without a microphone, without anything physical or visible. You are not aware that as you are just around, you are spoiling. You are spoiling. I'm very sorry for saying something that you don't understand, but if you draw a graph, this is the y-axis and this is the x-axis. There is something called I'm sorry, Father. But it's called a radioisotope. It is a material. It is something. It's something like a bag. It's like a bag that releases things. Releases some things. Things. Yeah. So the amount of things in it at the beginning is always at the top. A lot. This is zero. And this is 10,000. It's a lot. Then this is time. Time zero. Time 1 second. 1 day. 1 week. 1 year. 10 years. 20 years. You see that? The amount of things in it with time. As time increases, it decreases. But that's not all. Something frightening is about to happen. As time goes on, goes by, you see that the things in it that makes it a powerful thing that discharges the like electricity or something, some forces is going down. But something happens that is very dangerous. This is 10,000 and this is zero. It goes down and goes down, but it never gets to zero. It never drops till it is zero. To infinity, it never touches zero. So there's always something very small enough to call it what it is. If it were to touch zero, then we say, oh, the bag has now become a cement block. It used to be a bag, but it's now a cement block. It's now an iPad. But it will always be a bag. But there is nothing in it. It's finished. Some of you have become that. You have just enough to say that you are something. But from the beginning, it wasn't like this. That is why those who understand this, like I do, the fight we fight is to constantly do things that make sure that we are at the top. Otherwise, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. Having a form of godliness. The form. Having the form of a bag. Having the form of a Christian. Having the form of a wife. Having the form of a son. Having the form of a husband. But the power that makes you say that this thing is a powerful radioisotope, the power that makes a husband, a daughter, a wife, the power has been denied. So a lot of things in life only exist in form. But there's nothing in it. And the Bible says, from such people, turn away. Don't have relations. Don't make friends with people who have lost the power, who don't like the power part. Don't make friends with people who are something but don't want to walk in the power of that thing. Because see, the English definition of power is the ability to have an effect. The ability to have an effect. So, turn away from people who have lost the ability to have an effect. The effect of a born again girl, she has no effect. She's sitting in a church, but she's sleeping with somebody's husband. She has lost the capacity. Because the power makes you have an effect. The power makes you have an effect. So that's the definition of power. So you see that with time, it begins, things begin with power. But as the thing goes on, I mean, think about it. What is it that will let me like this girl enough to say, I want to marry you? There must be something. It must be in your smile, your hair, your body, your attitude. There must be something. So what is it that will make me one day say, I'm divorcing you? What is it? It means that the power is gone. The power, the ability to have an effect on me is lost for 1,000 reasons. I'm not into those reasons, but it is lost. So what do? I now turn to another girl with new power.
With that effect.
Who can have an effect on me? Because you have not fought enough to keep your power, to keep your allure, to keep your charm. You've lost the charm. This morning, you may want to title the message, be careful. It can be, just be careful, that's all. Or watch out. Watch out. Be careful. I want to repeat myself before I end the message. Power is the only thing that, if it is present, always approximates things to its beginning. Power, if it is in something, is the only thing that makes things look like the beginning, how it was. Because the best of anything is in the beginning. You should see a baby. You should. I don't think you've seen a baby before. You should just go to the hospital and see a newborn baby. The skin of a baby. The hair of a baby. As time goes on, even by 1 year, the skin has changed. I'm saying that the best part of anything is in the beginning. That is why when you are into follow-up of new converts, you make sure that you deliver the appropriate dose, the peak dosage at the beginning. There is nothing that is better than the beginning. Even wine tastes nicer with time. But wine, the usefulness of wine is in the drinking. You don't use wine to bath. I don't know if I'm talking to anybody here. With time, wine gets more quality. But what is wine? Wine is supposed to be drunk. And we learn from John that always it is at the beginning that we serve the best wine. That is, the usefulness of the best wine is at the beginning. He said, every man, and it is at the beginning of the wedding that they serve the best wine. How come this wedding, is it John 2? How is it that as for this wedding, it is at the end that the best wine has been served? Because the best wine is served at the beginning. And said unto him, every man, Chinese, Italian, white man, Ghanaian, it is at the beginning that he sets forth the good wine. And when men have drunk it well, then they bring this type of Shionano type of wine. But as for you, we are making a comment about your wedding because it's so strange that as for you, the best wine came at the end. But normally, the best wine is at the beginning. I want to tell you, my sister, you just came into Jesus. Start well, because there is nothing better than the beginning of something. That's why the Bible, when God had something against the church, in Revelation 3, he said, I know all the things you are doing, but you have left your first love. Your beginning love is the best. That's why there is something called first love. Beginning love. Wives are spoiling. Husbands are spoiling. Sons are spoiling. Daughters are spoiling. Employers who employ people are spoiling. The employees are spoiling. Because it is the law of degeneration. Why? Because everything, even love for God, it is at the beginning. That is the purest. Everything is at the top, at the beginning. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to repeat myself before I sit down. That the power in something is your only guarantee of its closeness to the beginning. And your ability to top up the power, renew the power, refresh the power. Because once the power goes below a certain level, the power can drop till there's no, I can't use the microphone, but there's power in the system. But it's dropped. So we are constantly watching people, singers, dancers, pastors, reverends. We are watching. We see the deterioration, but you can't spend your time as a headmaster always correcting. So you just watch the things. You just watch. Of course, when it is now too much, you have to speak or act. But normally you say, oh, she's spoiling. She's spoiling. He's spoiling. Even love spoils. It changes to hatred. That's why Jesus, he never allowed anything. Anything. He never even admired anything that was powerless. Never admired it. He spoke against it. He insulted. He called me. He went to somebody's house, a scribe, to eat. Somebody's house, as he's eating, he's insulting the man. Hey. So you are a fool. What a guest. Once he notices that you've lost the power, it's because you can exist in the form of something, but there's no power in you. You can do outreach. What is outreach? Outreach is just going to share Jesus, have a verse, have an explanation, say something, whatever. But you know yourself, the outreaches you've done since you've been a Christian, where are the converts? If outreach is just the ability to say, read the verse, Romans 10, 9 and 10, Jesus loves you, confess with your mouth, God sent his son, and so on. If that is it, then we are asking, that where are they? Where are the converts? It's no effect. So you can even do outreach, but there's no power in the outreach. That's why in Luke chapter 24, verse 49, when Jesus sent his disciples to go and preach, as soon as they got up to go, he said, sit down. Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem. Don't move. Wait until you are endued with power. Power is the only way you can bring results. The only way we can get results from what you are doing is the power. You can dance as a dancing star, but there's no power. Ladies and gentlemen, they are saying that I began to preach about the sources of power. What was the first source of power I told about? Yes. How do you walk in that power? How do we ensure that my power as a wife is always at the top? That it never drops till it is an asymptote. Whatever you are, whatever, a lover, like somebody's lover, like a wife or a beloved, lovers. Every day, anytime the sun sets, something, like in Ghana we say, something removes. A lot of things exist as just official. Official wife. Official wife. Official husband. But the woman, if she reveals the man she's in love with, the man she dreams about, people will vomit. I'm preaching. That man is an official public wife, husband. But the real love in her heart, it's not that man. It's not that man at all. Things change. Things change. So make sure that you are not left only with the form. It's your responsibility. As a Christian, as a pastor, make sure that you are not left only with the form. in Matthew. It gets to a point where it even stinks. In Matthew 23, verse 1, Jesus spoke to his disciples in verse 2 and the multitude. He said, the scribes, the pastors, and the Pharisees, the regional heads, the basenta leaders, the lady pastors. Are you not a lady pastor? Yes. The lady pastors, the scribes. They sit in Moses' seat. Moses' seat is the seat of authority. It's the seat of a leader. He led the millions of Jews across the Red Sea. They sit in Moses' seat. Verse 3. All therefore, can I have the New King James? Whatever they tell you to observe, the pastors, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do. But do not do according to their works. Because they say things, but they don't do it. Pastors. They don't do it. They declare a fast and they are not fasting. Members are fasting. He's at home watching TV. To say that out of the things they say is the Bible. They open it. When somebody has opened the Bible, whatever he's reading is the word of God. Receive it as God's word. But don't come to church the way the pastors come to church. Don't pray the way the pastors pray. Don't give yourself to God the way the pastors give themselves to God. Don't do what they are doing. But when they advise you, just do it. Why? Verse 4. Because they bind heavy burdens, hard to bear, and they lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. Lazy pastors, lazy leaders, who on a Sunday cannot arrive in a church service which starts at 7:30, they cannot arrive at 7:15. They cannot. But they can get to their office before the work starts. They can go to the American embassy at dawn, but they can't come to church on time. When they are speaking, listen to them, but don't do what they are doing. I'm talking about power this morning. Verse 5. But all their works, you will notice that everything they do to be seen. Unless you're not intelligent. If you're not intelligent, you won't see. But if you are astute and discerning and very watchful, you will notice that everything they do to be seen. Once they are in the public arena, they behave well. Once you remove them from the stage and let them just blend around, then their real things come. Yeah. I have a son. God has blessed me with a son. An instrumentalist in the church. I couldn't get him to even lead the bar center. I couldn't. He seems to be doing it. The thing is just spoiling. And it's just something. One day I saw that even though it's an instrumentalist, he was singing. To cut a long story short, for the past few months, for very important reasons and with my blessing, he's now a pastor of a church. Because if he had not taken that step, there would have been a disaster on all of us. So he has to go and start, and not start, take over a church. Not a UD church. So he's a pastor. Mommy, I can show you pictures. You should see him now. Today he knows Anakazo. He knows retreats. He knows prayer retreats. He knows church growth. He knows messages. The keyboardist. Keyboardist. If not a keyboard, he's an instrumentalist. He's not a keyboardist. Well, he plays a keyboard also. But he wasn't serving me as a keyboardist. Once a while. He's a pastor now. You should see the church. See, once you are the one on the stage, few people know how to be in the crowd and have power in the crowd. So you will notice that once the person is not at the, it's not the one people are looking at. No. That's why he says that. Don't do what they do. Oh, sorry. I forgot to inform you. At 7 o'clock, I'm meeting anything that is a pastor. Anything that is a pastor in this service. With Basenta leaders. It's a meeting that can easily get it to 2 a.m. Because we are going to look at everybody's work. I just forgot to announce it. He says, they make their phylacteries broad. The phylacteries are things they wear with verses in them. But because they want to be seen, they do the things bola. Bola phylacteries. Just to be seen. Hey! LP has come. That's LP. And they enlarge the borders of their garments. Yesterday, last week, I saw a lady pastor wearing a dress. It's like a butterfly about to fly. Like the yellow, it's like a wing. So she took two pictures. One standing and one like a wing. She has broadened the borders of the garment. Am I preaching the word of God? Or you feel that because of the time I should end at this time? No, you are the pastor of the service. What you say is what I do. They love the best places at feast and the best seats in the synagogue. Attempt to move a pastor to the second row. Yes. One pastor accused me that there was an event and he was moved about. He's no more with me. He's no more with me. He's there. That's the Bible. Go back to verse 6. They love the best places. They sit where the cameramen, when they are taking pictures, will see them. The angles. And the best seat in the synagogues. Jesus, he is truly the Son of God. And he's truly God. A 30-year-old man can't say these things. Verse 7. They love greetings in the marketplace. Oh, Revo, Rev, Bishop, Bish. Now we don't even say Bish. We say, BG, Beard, BJ, Bless.
be less. Episcopal sister comforted Esco. Yeah, Mother Maggie, Mother Mel, my mama. Mommy, great things. You see that she's doing nothing, but she likes the title. Dare call her sister Becky. Hey, I'm ES. And it's there, look at it. And to be called by men, Rabbi. I am BL Eric, Bacenta leader Eric. BL Fossey. Watch out! You are spoiling. Because all these things is the form. It's a form. The form of something. Let the person pay a price. There's no price to pay. They can't do anything. They can't. Most of you pastors, if I remove Reverend George from here and I make you the pastor of this church, you'll be here early. If I make you, what's your name for Steve? What's the name?
Edward.
If I make you Edward, the pastor of this church, your prayer life will change. Your Bible study life will change. And I'm not saying that because I hate him. All of you, if I make you the head pastor of this church, your prayer life, your word soaking message. But should you only be the head pastor to soak messages, to read the Bible? Can't you? I mean, how many people will be head pastors? That's why Jesus did not give the power only to head pastors. John chapter 1 and verse 12. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become. As many. You can be a dancing star. You can be a new convert. You can be a newcomer. You can be a singer. As many, anybody, sweeper of the church, whatever. Last week when I came, the floor was very nice. They had watered it. There was swept. The place was dustless. Nice. The same church. No carpet, nothing. Look at it. Just a matter of time. So that we can't maintain. We can't sustain. But let it be about us. You can boast about something you've done for 20 years and it's still working. The beginning is always. There's nothing God wants from you. God doesn't want experienced pastors. Mommy, God doesn't want experienced lady pastors. God wants as you were at the beginning. How you loved him as a beginning, not how you love him as an experienced preacher with Hebrew Greek exegesis. He likes you how you were at the beginning. It's called your first love. He notices it. He doesn't need experienced pastors. If I take you deeper, you'll notice that. Because once you experience, you don't listen to the voice of God. You use experience. God can't speak to you. God can't tell you that. Stay on this line. Because you can't wait to the place where you are going to modulate. You are spoiling. If you are not spoiled already. But like I said, nobody gets to zero. Never. The radioisotope curve never touches the x-axis. It never gets to zero. It's always suspended above zero till infinity. There will be a little to show that it's a radioisotope. Many of you have lost it. But there's a little, enough to let you come and sit in the church and join us. But you know yourself. Since last Sunday, Father, forgive me for blasphemy. I'm sorry, Lord. It's been 3 months now, I said last Sunday, since you read your Bible alone in your house, that you took a Bible, a dictionary. When was the last time you looked up a word in the dictionary, a word in the Bible? You checked the dictionary also. In other words, you were studying something. When was the last time? I'll tell you again today, mommy. The source, there are many sources of power. The first source of power is Jesus. John 1:12. You take it that I don't have points. And I don't have a message. So I'm repeating myself. You are free to accuse me. But anybody who received him, received power. Is this your water? It's yours. Can I have it, please? There's a bottle, and there's water in it. It has never happened that somebody was given a bottle without water. Anytime Jesus is being served, anytime Jesus is giving to someone, he's giving with water. Like, I took this bottle from him. That's water. But what can I do? I can open it and pour the water out. What is left of this? It's a bottle. It's Jesus. But the power in him has been poured away. So you can have Jesus, but you've poured the water away. You've poured the power away. But you have Jesus. And anybody, you see, if I show you this, you can think that it is full of water. But there's zero water in it. When Jesus is being given, he's given with power. It's called power to become a child of God. Power. Anybody who has Jesus, received Jesus with power. But you, by your lifestyle, opened Jesus and jettisoned out the power. And many of you are just holding empty Jesuses. It's called the form. The form of a bottle, but there's no water in it. Anybody who takes you will drink air. Anybody who meets you will never meet Jesus, because you are not a carrier of his. You see, Jesus is his power. Anyone, some of you sitting here, you have Jesus, but you can't even wake up and go to his house early, because you don't have the power to. You don't love here. Many of you have been brought here. You've been dragged here. Even there are pastors who, if they had a chance, would not be in church this morning. And when it really matters, they don't show up. It's in my hand.
We all, everybody has a Jesus. But why is the power? Why is your power? You've poured him away. It's called having the form of godliness, but you deny the power. I don't want the power. Give me the bottle.
And he said, from such people, turn away. The same way you will relate with wicked men, killers, armed robbers, adulterers, fornicators. That's how you relate with people who sit in the church without power. How? You were given, when you were given, at the beginning, when you came to the front and you received Jesus. That's why I said the beginning, always. It was after 3 days that a man came to remove your panties and poured out the power from Jesus. That you only have the bottle. You have no power to even stop a man from sleeping with you. You have no power to stop fornicating. You have no power to stop yourself from watching pornography. You are powerless. Like as we sit here, if you see a girl you like, you manage and rummage through the crowd. By the end of the day, you have a number. No power to say, yes, I fell in love with this girl when I saw her. I like her, but it's not right for me. Because I'm about to marry in June. This is the girl I'm going to marry. I'm keeping myself from her. You can't. He will be with her and he's sleeping with this girl. Power to become a son of God. Power to have a phone with Facebook on it, but you are reading your Bible. It takes power. So it takes power to have a phone with Facebook and Instagram with pictures and reels, but you are reading your Bible with joy. Reading the Bible with other translations and looking at dictionary. The power, it takes power to have a phone and still read your Bible. If you don't have that power and all you have is Jesus, you will never read your Bible. As you don't read your Bible. There's nobody who has Jesus. No one. It never exists in the Bible. Who had Jesus and wouldn't pray? Wasn't passionate about sharing the gospel. What we know rather is that in Acts 4, they were banned from preaching. And as soon as they were banned, they went to their friends and they began to pray. They said, give us more boldness. Mommy, I wish next week you would preach. You will see that you are looking at faces that are dark, have no excitement. Like your face. Yeah. Finish and go. Yes. Your husbands having sex with their wives. Finish what you are doing and get up and go. There's no love. But remember when they met, they couldn't keep their hands from each other. They were smooching themselves on trees under tracks in dark kiosks. A landlord, an uncompleted landlord, has chased you from his house before. You were wearing your panties as you were running. You could not. The love was too deep. It's called first love. The beginning. The start. You have Jesus and you can't talk about him, then you don't have the power. One day they were told not to preach again. They asked the people, the leaders, the town leaders, said, tell us, you yourself should tell us whether it is right for us to obey you. People who they have just been slapped, just been beaten with stripes and bleeding backs and so on. Said, tell us. Is it right? obey you? What was the last time you witnessed? But you are a Christian. Do you know what has happened to you? You have the form. You have the form. The power comes. The first source of power is Jesus. Can I give you one? Just one. The second source of power for a Christian is the word of God. I gave you four.
Yes, sir.
Oh. Oh. I gave you. What's the list? Jesus, Holy Spirit, the word. Oh, then clap for the message. Then let me give you number five today. Oh, sorry. Oh, I'm continuing. All right. So you have all the notes. Okay. Then number five is association. Association. Go to your grandmother's, your mother. Are you living with your mother? Okay. Go to the woman who sells wache or has a cocoa. Sit by her and notice it, that the charcoal, once they are together in the coal pot, they are all red hot. If you take one out, it becomes ashes. You are red as long as you are in the people, among the people. Association. Always. Unless you have not been to a proper school. A proper school is a school which has demonstrations. Yes. Aluta. There's no, if it's a proper school, there'll be aluta in the school. A proper school has aluta. You will notice that a lot of the aluta leaders, when the police catch them and they are alone, they start crying and begging. Always. There is something about being alone. It stirs up the timidity and the weakness in you. That's why some of you sitting here, you are not bothering to make friends amongst us. You are here alone. Your best friends are in town. You are here with your only friend. He's your friend because he's part of that town group. He just accompanied you to church. But you are not a member of this church with brothers and sisters here. You fall away soon. It is because I have Reverend George in my life. That's why I'm still hot. Oh yes, he fires me. He enfires me. Anybody who cuts himself off, I can give, as I'm talking now, the list is now appearing. Anybody who is not in the system now, it began first of all by absenteeism. Not appearing. Wow. We are there, he's not there. We are there, she's not there. Once a while, they didn't come. He's not around. He says he's traveled. He has been transferred. My mother has sent me. I've gone on trek. Today, they are imams. One of my guys, he was a dancing star. Today, he's married to a hajia. A dancing star. Not in this church. I've seen it all. You and me. If I have any advice for you, my advice for you is that enter the church properly and believe God to have at least five people in the church who are your friends. The number five stands for the grace of God. Anytime Satan manages to drive a wedge between you, the two of you, or you, know that he has removed a certain power from you. A person with four relations is more powerful than somebody with two.
So even in Acts 4, when they were beaten and they were, they all say that they went to their own company. And as soon as they entered the company, they began to pray. Some prayers came. Grant thy servant that with all boldness, with all energy and excitement, that you may declare your word. Katuna Mayada. Why are your friends? You are sitting here. Your friends are unbelievers. You won't last. You have no power to remain here. You have no power to remain here. Even Jesus, he pointed to people that he called brothers, sisters, mother, friends, father. Jesus. You are sitting in the church. You have been. God has money to organize you from some boyfriend's room, from some wee smoker's den. You are sitting here in church. I'm telling you that maybe you were not told, but I'm giving you an assignment. Make friends. When this service ends very soon, don't just get up and go. Be around. It's a source of power. At least we know, according to Acts chapter 1, that the Spirit of God is the power of God. Acts 1, verse 8. Once you receive the Holy Ghost, you have received power. We know that one. So you see that people, Jude 19. Is there? These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the spirit or having not the power. All those without the power, they separate them. They don't pay the price to relate. It shows that there's no power. These be they. The pastor talking to you this morning, preaching, got born again, close to, not really there, but a few months to 40 years ago. 40 years ago, I received Christ. I'm still here by the grace of God. I'm not here because I pray well, I read my Bible. No, I'm here because I'm connected to her. Truly, I'm connected to her. Solidly connected. She's my connection. There are things I do or I don't do. She's on my mind. When you are alone, you are eatable by lions. Associations. Friendships. That's why sometimes, like for us here, we don't have too many things pushing us out of here, because this is our church building. Sometimes when we come to church, there will be after church eating. Like as we are here, our food is in a room somewhere. When we finish, we all meet and we eat. Sometimes when we finish, we'll meet and have a sword drill. Games. Just scriptures. A sword drill. I mean, anything that will let us relate after church.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makanere Cathedral near Valley View University, Oyibi, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.